With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. When State Senator Sander Rue announced the launch of the state government Sunshine Portal in 2010, open government advocates and journalists cheered. The Republican lawmaker's goal was to create an online destination that would include information about government business for all to see. But when Susana Martinez was elected governor, Rue says transparency fell by the wayside, despite the fact she had pledged throughout her campaign to be forthright.
I would say that this current administration for the past 7 years has done a terrible job of embracing the concept of, you know, the Sunshine Portal and putting information into it. And as a result, I'm not pleased when I think the public should be very upset by the fact that this isn't working the way it should.
The Sunshine Portal Transparency Act has been amended to include more information online since it was signed into law 8 years ago. But Senator Rue says Martinez's agencies, including the Public Education Department, haven't been complying.
The problem is, over time, we passed legislation that required the school districts to post their budgets in there. A lot of information about state contracts. We felt we needed to open that up, let people see what's going on, see who's getting these bids. And a lot of this hasn't been done. And this is the law. This is not do it if you can or if you get the time or if you feel like it. This is the law. And they have not complied with the law. And these are state agencies, and ultimately they answer to the governor. For the most part, and I'm just very discouraged and disappointed that this administration hasn't embraced that.
At a recent gubernatorial forum, every candidate agreed that the public has a right to see how agencies spend public money and who is awarded contracts. Tomorrow, I'll talk with Senator Rue about the governor's so-called slush fund, the new law that will require future governors to disclose spending. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.